I mean, something to remember also is that is the idea of self-compulsion, the need to compel oneself, that is still charity at work. I think the description here is more about truths that we use to give ourselves a sense of superiority and operating from a spirit of self-righteousness. And of course, that's all the proprium can do with truths. So the appearance is always that in the beginning of this work, that it's truth that is first. I mean, this is the whole story of Jacob and Esau that we've kind of worked through. But ultimately, truth has to bow down to good, so that good is in the primary position. So it's also talking about states and where things are in a process as well. So like I said before, you know, like it's not about, we're not at the end yet. So it's working with truths, our understanding of truth, to the best of our capacity to reflect on what's arising in our states and acknowledge them as honestly as we can for what they are. Charity, first and foremost, will be looking toward identifying evils and seeing those as sins, and that's never going to feel good. But we shouldn't underestimate what that kind of work can achieve more externally, even if we're unconscious of what's happening externally. It still means that the Lord is more fully present than he would have been otherwise. So ultimately, truth really is good expressed. You know, that's what truth is. Truth is good in a form that can be, a form in which it can be seen, but also it offers a form which it can be passed on to others as well. So, and truth is not just like a statement of truth. I mean, it is that, but truth is like our expression externally marries with where things are at internally. So it is a true expression of that. So that's when truth is coming from love. You know, a hug is, you know, to comfort somebody is truth, because it's something felt and registered by a person. So truth always is the means by which good is able to be registered in our experience. So an actual physical hug is like a sensual or based truth. It communicates something as much as more rationally structured doctrinal truths. Like that's a different form of truth for a different different aspect of the mind. But so truth has many expressions on many different levels, and it depends on the level and the state as to what that's going to look like.